Learning is a bit like fitness. The person who does the work gets the benefit. So the best teacher is not necessarily the one who knows the most, in the same way that the best fitness coach is not the one who can do the most push-ups. Watching someone else do push-ups, even intellectual push-ups, is not nearly as useful as doing push-ups yourself. While it's tempting to think that the best gym is the one with all the latest technology and the coach with the largest muscles, like knowledge, exercise equipment is only beneficial if you use it. You need to be motivated to get on and pedal faster. A good fitness coach or teacher starts by asking, "Why are you here?" Understanding what motivates you and what you already know or fear about a subject is essential. If I don't know that you're afraid of water, my swim lessons will be less effective. A good fitness coach adds value because she understands you and can get you to do more push-ups. It's a design problem. Classes work the same way. If I can design structures and assignments that you find more motivating and engaging, and you do more work, you will learn more. The role of the teacher as professor needs to be reimagined as more of a cognitive coach. I'm Jose Antonio Bowen, president and cognitive coach at Goucher College.